Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. It's being called a must-read, the new book remembering our Black trailblazers and their legacies, 34 biographies of truly extraordinary individuals who made a commitment to their people and the world. Their brave and significant contributions were instrumental in changing the course of not only American history, but also world history as well. Remembering Our Black Trailblazers and Their Legacies, written by Barbara A. Pierce. Barbara was born in Memphis, moved to New York City at age 11 to Mount Vernon, New York, where she finished high school. After 2.5 years as a telephone operator, entered college, earning a degree in education, and then began a distinguished 35-year career as an elementary school teacher. Along the way, a master's degree in education and reading. Now retired, working as a substitute teacher and a volunteer, Barbara has written 10 books, has appeared in Who's Who and American Education Publications. Barbara A. Pierce, author of Remembering Our Black Trailblazers and Their Legacies, joining us on This Week in America. Barbara, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us on the show today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
This is such an important book, and I'm going to start by what you had to go through in doing this. 34 biographies. How difficult was it to choose the 34 for this particular book?
Well, it was quite difficult because I wanted to get them from, you know, I wanted to get the images from a historical site, but I was told that the price was exorbitant. So I was told that by a friend that I could try Wikipedia, and I got 34 beautiful pictures for free. So that made it worth, that made it.
You can't beat that. Yes, and they really add so much to the book. As you're looking at the picture before you read about the individual that you profile, you sort of spend a little time looking and picking at characteristics, that type of thing. And suddenly, and especially after you read the short bio that is there, you really feel like you know the individual. Did you feel as you finished the book that you really had a better understanding of who these people are?
Yes, I was quite excited. You know, I felt like they were someone that lived next door to me.
Yes.
Someone I wanted other people to know, especially children. And was quite disappointed when I found out that there are so many people that don't know anything about Black history. I had one person that said to me, oh, you know, Obama is not the first Black president. So I said, who, what? She said, oh, yeah, I was brought up, there were at least 10 before him. So I said, I just couldn't wrap my brain around that, you know. Even though I'm not doing those that are alive, I'm doing those in the past, you know, the Harriet Tubmans and those.
Yes.
But I will eventually get to the live ones. But it's just things like that that kind of rub me the wrong way.
Well, and it should. And talk about being rubbed the wrong way. What were your thoughts on Hidden Figures, the book that came out last year, of course, the motion picture? I'm reading this, and the first time I read the story, I had to go back and read it multiple times because it's like, how could that happen? And I don't remember being taught this in history, and I grew up, you know, during the 60s, during that era. I never heard these stories before.
Well, most of the people that I chose, I didn't know much about them. I went to elementary school in Memphis, Tennessee, and when I came here, the only person I think I knew about was George Washington Carver, and maybe one more, and that might have been, what's his name? I can't think. Oh, Booker T. Washington.
Yes.
Those are the only ones I knew about. The research that I did taught me a lot. I learned about others who I'd never known about, like Granville Woods, and he is responsible for that third rail on the train tracks. Never heard of that.
Well, no, and there's so many cases like that in the book, Remembering Our Black Trailblazers and Their Legacy. Barbara A. Pierce is the author and our guest on the program. As I'm reading, Garrett Morgan is one that you have profiled there. Here's an individual that was an inventor, worked with sewing machines, a tailor shop, a chemical hair straightener, a gas mask and credited with the first traffic light system in the country. Many stories like that, and I really did not recognize these names and really should have from history.
He saved many lives because I think the fire department used his gas mask for a while, and then after a period of time, someone else developed one, and of course, Morgan was forgotten.
Yes.
So, I just found that out myself.
Yeah, as you're reading through, it's like, this is the first time I'm hearing these, and these are fascinating stories, and they had to go through, in their brief bios, very easy to read. You can feel like by the time you get finished that you know these people, but they all had to go through adversity, and it's interesting how they handled that. It really gave most of them a new determination, didn't it? That they're going to be successful and they're going to succeed at whatever it is they're doing.
Yes. There's one Percy LeVon Julian. He was taught early on in life by his parents the values of good education, hard work, and persistence. Believe it or not, he developed the arthritis drug cortisone. Have you ever heard of that?
I certainly have heard of that, and that's one of the amazing stories. I get the impression in your voice that you learned a lot as you're reading this. I mean, you've studied history, and these were stories that were new to you.
Yes, but Black history really wasn't taught as part of a subject, a continuation.
Right.
It was probably taught one time. And that was during we had Black History Week. We didn't have Black History Month. So it probably was taught one time, and we just went on through it, and that was it.
Are we getting close to the time where we don't have to limit where it's, you mentioned Black History Week, now we've got Black History Month. That leaves 11 months where I guess we're not supposed to delve into Black history. Will we ever get to the point where Black history, white history, it's just history?
I don't know. It depends because there are towns. I used to sell some of my books, and when I would go there, they saw my picture on the back of the book, and they would take the book and slam it down on the counter, So I don't think so. I think maybe certain areas are going to maybe change, but there are areas that, I don't know, I guess we'll all have to die out.
Well, yes,
in order for this to take place. The younger group is, but the ones that are already set, it's difficult to change their minds.
We're talking about the new book, Remembering Our Black Trailblazers and Their Legacy. Barbara A. Pierce is our guest in the program. The book is available at bookventure.com/bookstore. You'll find it at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly and get information on the book. A profile, 33 biographies of truly extraordinary individuals. Fascinating stories. One that caught my attention, and I've used the expression before, the real McCoy. There was an Elijah McCoy. Talk about him, because that's where the whole expression, the real McCoy, which everybody has used at some point in their life, that's where the expression came from.
Yes. He was an inventor, and he also was an engineer. And he invented the drip cup for the train. The train wouldn't have to stop so often to be oiled. So he invented that. And then eventually, it was very popular with the businesses. And then someone else did the same thing, but it wasn't the quality that Elijah McCoy had invented. So they would say they wanted the real McCoy. They didn't want those the bogus ones. They wanted the real McCoy engine,
Yes.
Oil drip.
Well, I've heard that expression used for a number of years and never knew where it came from. One of the amazing facts.
Either.
Well, yeah, that you'll find in the book, Remembering Our Black Trailblazers and Their Legacies. Barbara A. Pierce, the author, guest on the program today. You profile Althea Gibson, and that's interesting because she really broke the race barrier in tennis. And then as I'm reading that, I'm thinking of the Williams sisters, and I'm sure that you've given a lot of thought, and we'll probably profile them in future books.
At some point.
Yeah, what they meant to the, to not only the sport, but what they meant to, these are all extraordinary young women, businesswomen, as well as athletes. Talk about Althea Gibson, because she not only broke the barrier and set records in tennis, winning a couple of Grand Slams, also ended up playing professional golf as well.
Well, her first, when the first, I'm trying to get this just right. She was in a tournament, and she was really real competition for whomever played against her. And she came out, I think she was first and then second, but she was never highlighted in any of the sports magazines or books. During that time, they would not give her credit for what she had done until a reporter witnessed her winning and brought it to the attention of the public that she was not given the credit she deserved. And then eventually things changed for her.
One of the stories profiled in Remembering Our Black Trailblazers and Their Legacies, Barbara A. Pierce, the author, our guest on This Week in America. Daniel Hale Williams is another one who's a very important figure. Didn't even realize it. Here's one of the first successful heart surgeons. Talk a little bit about him, because here's another trailblazer in the field of medicine and something that's quite common worldwide now with heart surgery.
Yes, he did. The first successful, I always have to say successful, because those type of surgeries were being attempted before, but they would lose the patient. He did the first one that was successful. And, of course, it was, it was put in papers, and that's history.
Well, yes, and it's all available in Barbara's book. Charles Drew is another example of someone, and he was blood banks, and he was one of the first to say there's no such thing as black blood and white blood. So he had to go through a lot of negative situations before he was able to really get his work out there. Talk about that, because blood banks, when you go to blood banks now, you sort of have to think back to what Charles Drew did.
Yes, he saved thousands of lives, especially those in the service. And but the sad part about it, Charles Drew was killed after coming back from a seminar from the South, and he bled to death because during that time, the area, they had the white hospital and they had the black hospital. Blacks couldn't go to the white hospital, and where the accident occurred was closer to a white hospital. And they took so long to get to him that he bled to death. So he was not able to utilize what he had brought forth and save so many, you know.
Yes.
So, it's a sad thing. When I read that, I get chill bumps thinking of that time.
Yeah, for many people that I'm sure read the book, it's like, wow, I really had no idea. I mean, we've heard those stories, they've heard those stories, but to see them in print and the end result of what life was like back then, which was a needless loss of life. Mention some of the men profiled in the book. An interesting businesswoman, Madam C.J. Walker, very prominent, very strong business lady with a lot of success. Talk about her, because she actually should be a role model for many women in the business world today.
Yes, well, she developed a hair care product, and it was by mistake. I think they say she claimed to have dreamed of it, but she prepared this hair care product as she had a problem with her hair coming out, and she tried it on her friends, she tried it on herself, and her hair began to grow back. So it became very, very popular. And she became a millionaire, the first black female millionaire in the United States. And she hired so many people from the United States and also from the Caribbean. She wanted to help them have a better life as well. So this, she hired thousands of people to work for her.
There are a lot of firsts that you highlight in the book, Remembering Our Black Trailblazers and Their Legacies. One being Phyllis Wheatley, who was with the first black woman to be a published poet, only the third woman ever to be a published poet, which was something that was extraordinary to be published at the time, but to be the first black poet, that really was a major accomplishment.
Yes, she had to prove that when she started, well, she was a slave early on. She was about, 7 or 8 years old when she was kidnapped and sold on the auction block. And fortunately, a nice family took her in, taught her to read, and treated her as one of theirs, even though she was their servant. But the sad part about it, when she wrote something, she wrote a poem about some popular person. And everybody thought it was great, and it was published. But one of the men of the time, one of the affluent people.
Yes.
They made sure they had to prove that she had the mentality to do this, because they assumed or they thought it was someone else who had done this work. And it was proven by these popular men that she actually wrote the poetry herself.
There are so many stories like that where you sort of have to, these people all were heroes and rose above the prejudices of the time, fueled them with determination, and were able to be successful and to finish their projects. I know one thing that you mentioned in the book, this is just sort of scratching the surface, isn't it? All these are people, and you do a very nice job of doing a sort of a capsulized version of their lives. And you encourage all of us to go look up their lives and to learn more about these 34 people.
Well, that's why I wrote the book. As I said, children don't know the facts, and many adults don't know the facts as well. So now they have the facts in capsule. When they go and look, they have something to build on.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because they are really exciting. If they want to know more, this is not the end of the person's life that's here. It's not all of the person's life. What they have to do is do research, and you'll get a full picture of that person.
The book is an excellent read. It's Remembering Our Black Trailblazers and Their Legacies, the author Barbara A. Pierce. The book is available at bookventure.com/bookstore. Books available there, also at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. Also information, Barbara A. Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E. The information available, if you Google that, you'll find Barbara's other books. And Barbara, I understand you've got some video up on YouTube there as well in talking about one of the other books. This really is an excellent job, a very important job. We will stay in touch, and hopefully when you write the new version of this with more profiles, we'll be able to have you back in the program and talk about it. A fascinating book. Thank you so much for sharing all of your stories today and really putting into focus how important and trailblazer is the right word. These people were actually trailblazers in their special areas. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
The book, once again.
I've enjoyed myself.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, and look forward to having you back. Our guest has been Barbara A. Pierce. The book is Remembering Our Black Trailblazers and Their Legacies. The book, as I say, is available wherever books are sold. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly and get all the information on Barbara's book. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.